How sustainable are American cities? For the first time, an index from the United Nations looks to answer that question for the 100 most populous cities. It considers factors like poverty, carbon emissions, personal income, and clean energy. To help break down the results, I'm joined by Mihir Prakash. He's an urban planner and works with the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network, which compiled the index. And Mihir, first off, what exactly were you trying to catalog here?
The idea behind that was to create some kind of an advocacy tool for city-level dissemination, which tries to motivate mayors and local government, state government, federal government, basically all kinds of governments to examine and track the status of sustainable development across cities in the United States.
One of the things that struck me was sort of the definition of sustainability, because I think for a lot of government officials and people not in government, you think of sustainability, you think of conserving water, especially in a place like Phoenix. You think about using less energy and recycling more. But this report also looks at things like drought and food insecurity and employment and underemployment. I'm wondering if sort of as a community, if when we think about sustainability, we're thinking about, if not the wrong stuff, then not enough stuff.
Sustainable development or sustainability, I think, has three pillars, economic, environmental, and social. It's not just about the environmental aspects such as water or ecosystem services. So being green is a part of it, but dealing with economic issues and social issues are also equally important. It's easy to focus on just one. The challenge is basically how to make progress in all three and have a balance.
Well, as you say, sustainability is more than just the environmental factors. I'm wondering in your mind, though, how intertwined those three considerations are.
They're extremely intertwined. You know, if you don't have economic development, so for example, if there's wealth accumulation in only certain parts of society, other people living in poverty, they won't have access to a lot of resources, which may, lead to social problems such as crime. And, on the other hand, if you don't promote education access to everyone, then people won't know any better than exploiting the environment for economic gains. So this is just one example of how intertwined they are. There are many ways to look at it. These three absolutely need to be considered at the same time, and progress needs to be made on all three pillars.
Well, how is Phoenix doing as far as meeting these three pillars and doing well in them?
Phoenix is somewhere in the middle. In our index, based on 49 indicators, Phoenix currently ranks at 43 among the top 100 MSAs in the U.S., and it scores 44.69 on a scale of 0 to 100. So what it basically means is, on our scale, Phoenix is 44.69% of the way to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, which I think leaves a lot to be desired for the city of Phoenix. But on the other hand, San Jose, which is our top performer, is also only 61% of the way there.
Are there particular areas in which Phoenix is doing especially well or especially poorly?
I think that Phoenix, from a general view, Phoenix seemed to be doing fairly well on one or two of the indicators. I think that the STD rates and median house prices was something that Phoenix was doing fairly well on compared to other cities in our data set. And then another thing that I remember Phoenix doing well on was toxic releases. So that indicator comes from the EPA's toxic release data set. I think what Phoenix was not doing well on, and this is fairly obvious, is carbon emissions.
So if Phoenix is basically in the middle, you mentioned the San Jose area is the top performing MSA. Where does Phoenix's position compare to some of its southwestern neighbors? I mean, are any other southwestern cities doing appreciably better or appreciably worse?
It depends on which indicator or which goal you look at. So for example, taking poverty, I think the Southwest is doing poorly. compared to the northern parts. Actually, I wouldn't even say southwest. I would say that the entire southern part of the U.S. is the bottom performing as opposed to the top part of the U.S. or top half of the U.S. So again, it depends on which indicator you look at.
Are there some in which this part of the country is doing better than other parts?
The southwestern region seems to be doing okay in terms of good health and well-being. That's one thing that I think the Southwest is doing okay on, with one or two cities as an exception.
Mihir Prakash is an urban planner who works with the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network. We'll post a link to the U.S. Cities Sustainable Development Goals Index 2017 at theshow.kjzz.org.